So let's review. The previous Mishnah continues. After the Tanakhama states, Kol asun legabim mizbeach bal desein mutarin. If any of the animals that are forbidden to be used as a carbon gave birth, their offspring are permitted. The offspring of a treifa, an animal with a fatal defect, may not be used as a carbon. However, Rashi in the Mishnah points out, lehed yediri akol mutar. Everyone agrees that it may be eaten as chulun. The Gemara offers two explanations for the machlekes. Lamanda matreifa yeled this mishkachas lo kagoyin shenitrafu lubseif ibra. According to the opinion that a treifa can bear offspring, the machlekes is even where the mother became a treifa and then conceived, but the father is not a treifa. Rabbi Yehuda suffers zev as a gerim aser. The result of a forbidden and permitted source is forbidden. Therefore, the offspring of a treifa is also forbidden. Rabban Sabri Zev is a gerim mutter. The result of a forbidden and permitted source is permitted. Therefore, the offspring of a treifa is permitted. Alternately, Lamanda Matrefa in Yeled is Mishkachas Lokagun Shibra Lubasaif Nitrafa. According to the opinion that a treifa cannot bear offspring, the machlikas must be where the animal first conceived and then became a treifa. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Uba Yerachimahu. A fetus is considered one of its mother's limbs, and so it is also forbidden. Rabban Sabri Uba Lav Yerachimahu. A fetus is not considered one of its mother's limbs, and so it is permitted. Now, Rav Huna adds, Moed M'chacham L'Rav L'Yazir B'Afreyach Be'as Treifa Sha'asar. Everyone agrees that a chick that hatches from the egg of a treifa is forbidden because of the following difference. Ad Kan L'Plig Yilad Rav L'Yazir El B'Vlad Behemo D'Mavir Karavya Ava Be'as Treifa M'Guva D'Tana Golta Karavya F'L Rabban Maidu. Chacham permit the fetus of a treifa because they consider it an independent being since it grows in a separate space inside the mother. But the Chacham agree that the egg of a treifa is forbidden because it is considered a part of the mother since it grows from the mother's body. And Rebbe cites a brayso in support of Rav Huna. However, Abaye disagrees and argues, Ibcha Misabra, with the opposite reasoning. Ad ken li polig Rebbe Eliezer lai drabon en el bavlad treifa de megufa karavya. Av lefreyach beyas treifa, emes gadlo lechi misrucha, vchi asrucha afra balmahu. Rebbe Eliezer forbids the fetus of a treifa because it is considered part of the mother since it grows from the mother's body. But Rebbe Eliezer agrees that a chick that hatches from the egg of a treifa is permitted because the chick only grows when the egg decomposes, and at that point the egg is no longer considered part of the mother. The Gemara cites a brayso which explicitly states, "Maid Rebbe Eliezer l'chacham be'afreich be'as treifa shemutter," in concurrence with Abaye's opinion. And Rebbe concludes, "Itanya Tanya." The Mishnah continues, "Rebbe Chanina ben Atignas ayim k'sherish yonkam ben atreifa psulam al gabi hamizbech." Kosher animal that nursed from a treifa is also disqualified, apparently because mefat mamina, the animal became fattened from the milk of the treifa. If so, we can ask, hachilik karshin avodah zarah chanamid asira? Shall we say that an animal that ate food of avodah zarah also becomes forbidden? However, the Gemara differentiates. K'rin shenika cholav risech meshachas l'shachas, hoyel v'yichayla lamad ala me'es li'es. We're referring to an animal that nourished fresh milk from the treifa every morning, enough to sustain it for a full day. Therefore, it grew entirely from this forbidden food. But in the case of achili karshinim, but the zara, the karshinim are not its primary sustenance. Mishnah concludes, Kala kadashim shenasu treifa ein poid noisim. One cannot redeem a consecrated animal that became a treifa. The Gemara explains, because she ein poid nes hakadashim lachin leklavim. One may not redeem animals just in order to feed them to the dogs. As the pasuk says, Rak b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach b'chalta basar, referring to blemished karbanis that are redeemed. And we expound, tizbach v'loi giza. It may be slaughtered but not shorn. V'chalta v'loi leklavecha. It may be eaten but not fed to the dogs. Basar v'loi chalav. Its meat may be eaten but not its milk. The Gemara, however, cites a brayso that disagrees with our Mishnah and holds, Poyin es hakadosh malachin leklavim, one may redeem animals in order to feed them to the dogs, and expounds this pasuk differently. Tizbach v'yachalta, ein l'cho bahen heter, el mishaz v'ich v'elech. The meat becomes permitted to be eaten only after it is slaughtered, but its wool and milk, which are taken while it is alive, are forbidden. Hanloch Kala Asurin, we have Baruch Shem completed the sixth parak of Masechtas Temura, and we will now begin the seventh parak, parak Yosh Bekachim Mizbech, Be'ezus Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. Yesh b'kachim mizbeach she'im b'kachim b'de gabayis, v'yesh b'kachim b'de gabayis she'im b'kachim mizbeach. There are halachas that only apply to kachim mizbeach, items consecrated for the mizbeach, but do not apply to items that are kachim b'de gabayis consecrated for the upkeep of the mikdash. And there are halachas that only apply to kachim b'de gabayis, but do not apply to kachim mizbeach. And the Mishnah elaborates, she'kachim mizbeach eisin temura. Kachim mizbeach can transfer kedusha to another animal through a temura exchange. The Gemara points out, eifa is birds. Vlad, the offspring of a carbon, and Temura Atzma, an animal that was sanctified through Temura, Kachim Mizbeach and Ve'ein Oisin Temura. All these are Kachim Mizbeach, and yet they don't make a Temura. The Gemara explains, Ki Katani, Aikar Zivcha. The Mishnah refers only to the original carbon itself. The Mishnah continues, V'chayavna lo mishim pigol neisir betame. One is liable, Karas, for eating Kachim Mizbeach as pigol, a carbon brought with the wrong intent to eat it after it's allotted time. Neisir, meat left over after the allotted time that may be eaten, and tame, one is tame. Vladin v'chelban asul la'achar pidyoinen. Their offspring and milk are forbidden even after they are redeemed. If one is liable for slaughtering them out of the mikdash, and ein nisin mehem lo umnim bischaran, they may not be used to pay craftsmen for their work in the mikdash. None of these halachas apply to kacha b'dik abayis. On the other hand, the Mishnah continues, yesh b'kacha b'dik abayis shestam hekdeshes l'b'dik abayis. All unspecified pledges for hekdesh go for b'dik abayis. The Gemara cites a related Mishnah. Someone consecrated his possessions, which included male and female unblemished animals. The males are sold to be used as oilis, the females are sold to be used as shlamim, and the money goes for the upkeep of the mikdash together with the rest of his possessions. However, the males themselves are brought as oilis. The females are sold and the proceeds used for oilis, and the rest of the possessions go for the upkeep of the mikdash. Yechon points out that our Mishnah which says Stam Mekdesh LeBedek Abayis to like Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah does not concur with Rabbi Yeshua because he holds that unspecified consecration of animals is for Kabbalas. Rather, our Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rav understands the Machlekes differently. Be'eder Shekuli Zecharim Afilu Rabbi Eliezer Maida to like Shavik Inish Kachem Mizbech Mekdesh LeBedek Abayis. Everyone agrees that if someone consecrates a flock of only males, they're all oilis because where one did not specify, we assume that he rather consecrates for Kachem Mizbech than for Bedek Abayis. Rather, Le'nechel Kuele Be'eder Shekuli by mechtes zechar mechtes in the capes. The machlik is in the case of a flock that is half male and half female. Rabbi Eliezer Savor ein chelik is nidra. Open in the capes lavoilus zechar nami lavoilus. He probably did not mean to divide his neder, and since the females cannot be oilus, none of them are oilus. But Bishua Savor chelik is nidra. One would divide his neder. Therefore, the males are oilus and the females are not. Accordingly, Rashi explains Rabbi Eliezer nami stam makdish behema lemizbech makdish la. Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that unspecified consecrations are for kachem mizbech, and so our Mishnah does not follow his opinion either. The Mishnah continues hektish bedik abayis chal ala koil. Anything can become consecrated for bedik abayis. And the Gemara explains lasuye shefuye veniva. If one consecrates a tree, even its sawdust and falling leaves are subject to meila. The Mishnah continues umoylem begiduleyan. One transgresses the prohibition against benefiting even from something that grows from kacha b'dik abayis. And the Gemara explains, lasuye chalav ha-mukdashin ubei yitarn. This includes their milk and eggs. The Mishnah concludes, ve'ein behen hanol le'kahanam. They can receive no benefit from kacha b'dik abayis.